For many of us, getting outdoors has been a saving grace during the coronavirus pandemic. But ticks present another health risk. More time outside means potentially more exposure to ticks infected with the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. West Virginia University is developing a vaccine for this disease that scientists say is becoming more common in part because of climate change. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Brittany Patterson reports.
This summer, Tejah Bumgardner's 9-year-old son, Nathan, started showing strange symptoms. It started with a headache. He was tired. Then he vomited.
So then my partner, Dan, saw that he had like this bullseye rash on his leg, and he had like a small rash on his back.
A bullseye rash is a telltale sign of Lyme disease, a bacterial infection caused by the bite of a tick. The family decided to go to the ER, which triggered a nearly week-long hospital stay. After a battery of tests,
the infectious disease specialist, she came in, and that's when, you know, she was just like, we're going to treat this as Lyme because it's just all the signs of it. And then that was pretty much it. And they started him on the antibiotics and he just started feeling better.
Nathan never actually tested positive for Lyme disease. The doctors think they caught it too early to even show up on the test. Named after the city of Lyme, Connecticut, where it was first discovered, Lyme disease is typically associated with cold northern states. Tisha was aware of the threat ticks posed.
I do when we're like camping or when we go to his dad's parents' cabin in northern Minnesota. I'm like, check for ticks. Because, you know, that's where you think they are.
The Charleston resident filmmaker and journalism professor at Marshall University hadn't given ticks much thought, especially with the pandemic keeping her family at home.
And then, of course, after the fact, I think, oh, we often have like 8 deer in our yard, even though we live in the city.
Across the country, cases of Lyme disease are skyrocketing. Today, it affects an estimated 300,000 people nationwide. And in recent years, reported cases in West Virginia have risen from 35 in 2000 to nearly 700 in 2018, according to data from the CDC. Often, the symptoms look like a bad cold, but others are left with devastating long-term health problems. The reasons behind the rise in cases are complicated, says Tim Driscoll, an assistant professor in the biology department at West Virginia University. But they boil down to 2 main factors.
One is climate change is increasing the range of both the ticks that carry Lyme disease and also the animals that are their natural reservoirs.
Ticks don't normally feed on humans. They prefer hosts like mice and chipmunks. A warmer climate means there are more days in the spring and fall to find them. And he says as humans expand our footprint into habitat that was once wild, we will naturally come in closer contact with these tick-carrying creatures.
And it just increases the chances that one of them is going to find us and feed on us.
Driscoll is part of a team of researchers at WVU that recently received a nearly $2 million federal grant to develop a vaccine for Lyme disease. The process is in the early stages and has been slowed a bit by the pandemic. But Mariette Barbier, leader of the grant, says the team is excited by their approach. You're probably familiar with the idea that most vaccines actually contain the pathogen they're trying to prevent, but they contain a version that isn't active or has been weakened. It can't hurt you, but if your immune system encounters it, it triggers a protective response. Basically, your body creates immunity so that if you get exposed to the real thing, you already know how to fight it off.
With Lyme, it's not quite as simple because your natural immunity to it and the response to whole cell vaccine doesn't seem to last very long.
Instead, the WVU team is trying a different approach.
Rather than taking the whole pathogen and injecting it, what we're asking is what are the most important antigens that our immune system recognizes, and just use those.
Vaccine development could take upwards of 10 years. There are other Lyme vaccine candidates in development. As the range of Lyme disease grows, Driscoll says so too has the need for a preventative measure, like a vaccine.
It may not have the high fatality rate, but it has a serious drain on the way people live their lives and contribute to society.
If the WVU vaccine is shown to work in modeling, the team will work with potential commercial partners to put it through clinical trials and eventually on the market.
That was Brittany Patterson of West Virginia Public Broadcasting as part of its Appalachia Health News Initiative.